Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, sure. The as we're all aware, there have been numerous allegations and reports about priests in the area committing crimes that have mainly occurred years and years ago. So in all the cases that we've been made aware of, and we've probably had, since reports came out, a few months ago, I would say we've probably had between 15 and 20 calls over the course of the past 3 or 4 months from various individuals who have alleged that they were somehow violated by a priest in the past. All of those individuals that we have spoken with occurred, again, the alleged conduct occurred years and years ago, well beyond the statute of limitations. Except for one, we have we received a report not too long ago of an incident that occurred allegedly in January. So that's less than a year, within the past year here, and we have looked into that and investigated that, and the alleged conduct did not rise to any a level of criminal conduct. So at this time we have nothing more to go on in that case. If other evidence develops, then obviously we'll look into that. But at this time right now, it doesn't appear that the alleged incident here rises to a level of criminal conduct.
Are you able to go ahead?
Did the parents come forward with that, or the
alleged victim told someone at her school? I don't want to get into specific allegations, but it basically, the allegations had to do with some sort of touching, but I don't want to get into specifically because, again, it didn't rise at a level of criminal conduct.
I think this gentleman had indicated in his published story, which we saw, that apparently the diocese didn't even know about this. Is that correct?
Just was briefed on this case yesterday afternoon by my ADAs. I mean, I knew about it beforehand, but I got my final briefing on it yesterday afternoon, where my ADA basically told me that there's not enough evidence here to go forward on any charge. So I will be officially informing the diocese of the priest in question so that they know about it for their own internal administrative affairs. I'm not going to comment where it took place.
But shouldn't parents have an idea? They're going to be wondering.
They should have an idea again if it rose to a level of criminal conduct. And again, the alleged incident here wasn't even a harassment level violation. So I mean, I asked the question of my ADA about the facts of this case here versus the facts of the conduct by the Ottawa senator. Assistant general manager, where that case is just a harassment case as well, where the allegation in that case is alleged rubbing of the shoulders, okay, and that case is a harassment case. This case here didn't even rise to that level. So again, there's no in my opinion, there's no need to warn anyone about anything here, because again, that would be unfair to the. To the one who was accused here or something, because again the conduct didn't even rise to a level of any criminal activity.
This was an active priest.
Active in the sense, it was an elderly priest. I don't know his status as far as whether or not I'm aware that some priests, once they reach a certain age, they officially are retired, but they still say mass. So I don't know what his official status is as far as retiring or not, but he's a living priest here in the Diocese of Buffalo. Whether or not he's a pastor at a church. I don't think he's a pastor at any kind of church. I think he's just a retired priest who still says mass though at certain locations. So that's why I will be informing the diocese of who this is, and then the allegation that was made, and then they have it for their own internal administrative purposes.
How do you determine when you prosecute these allegations as they go in prosecution?
Well, it's easy for the ones that fall outside of statute of limitations, because basically my first analysis is, you know, what year did this alleged misconduct take place? And so based upon what the victim tells me, Mr. Flynn, it happened in 1995, then I know that it's outside of statute of limitations. If it's within the statute of limitations, then my analysis is I break open the penal law and I look at the elements of the penal law. So take harassment, for example, which is the lowest level here. The elements of harassment is that was the conduct intended to harass, annoy, alarm the individual, okay? And so I look at the facts of what happened, and I match the facts of what happened against the elements in the penal law, and I see if a match occurred. If a match occurred, then I charge it. If a match didn't occur, then I don't charge it. It's kind of how I analyze it.
How old is the girl?
I'm not going to comment on that at all. Yeah. To be fair, the girl and her her parents want her to remain anonymous, so I'm not even going to tell the diocese of the girl's name. I'm just going to tell them of who the priest was that allegedly was engaged in some kind of conduct here, and then they can go from there.
Obviously, you can't charge the priest.
Correct.
Is there any recommendation as far as the future for him that you're going to make to the diocese?
I would hope that he doesn't say any mass anymore. I would hope that the diocese would find fit to not allow him to be around children, because while I'll say this, while his conduct wasn't criminal, I would say that to me his conduct is creepy.
What qualifies as criminal conduct?
Again, just taking the lowest level one for harassment here. Did the conduct annoy, alarm, harass the individual? That's just for harassment, which is the lowest level one. Obviously, if you're talking other charges, I mean, you know, was there kind of a sexual assault? Was there, this conduct clearly wasn't that at all, okay? And quite frankly, the conduct here did not even rise to the level of annoying, harassing, alarming. You know, it was just more of a, like I said, it was creepy, not criminal. No. Again, I wouldn't say this was a false claim. I believe the girl in what she told me what happened. So there's nothing false about this. It just doesn't rise to the level of criminal conduct. That's all. It's as simple as that. So I totally believe her. So there's nothing false about this at all. And no, I'm not worried about false accusations or put this way, I'm not worried about accusations that may not rise to the level of criminal conduct. I want to know about them all because I want to look into them and make sure they're not criminal. So if there's someone out there who is not sure about whether or not what a priest or anyone for that matter, I mean, what someone has done to them, and I'm just not sure whether or not it's a crime or not, let me know. Because I will look into it and then tell you, the victim, whether or not it's a crime or not.
How did the family respond to the fact that it didn't rise to the level of a crime, even though they, you know, must have thought about it before contacting you and anguished over, you know, whether
they
should call
that person? They agreed. We explained to them that, hey, you know, this doesn't rise to the level of criminal conduct. We showed them the penal law and let them, you know, read to them the actual statute, you know, and they understood that. That was the only one that was brought to my attention within the statute of limitations. All the other ones have been years and years ago.
Just for clarification, the statute of limitations again?
It's 5 years from the 18th birthday. So basically, it's either 5 years from the 18th birthday, which was 23 years, or it's 5 years from when they report it to a law enforcement agency, which could be potentially before the 23rd birthday. So if someone was 10 years old, okay, and they came and told me about it right now, the clock starts ticking. I got 5 years to prosecute that crime. If they don't tell me about it, then they get the benefit of getting 5 years beyond their 18th birthday. Okay. Now that statute doesn't apply to A and B felonies. All right. So that rule only applies to C felonies and below. For A and B felonies, which are basically forcible rape, threatening someone with a weapon, putting a gun to someone's head, and then committing a sexual act. Those are, in general, A or B felonies. For those, there is no statute of limitations anymore. But that law was passed back in 2006, so it's not grandfathered past 2006. So if a crime, if an A or B felony occurred beyond 2006, specifically June of 2006, then there's no statute going forward. All right. But I have not had a case come across my desk of an A or B felony that allegedly occurred after June of 2006, and I have not had a case been brought to me by a victim of a C felony or below that was within that 5 year statute of limitation, except for this one that I just talked about. All right, yep.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.